Thank you for joining To Welcome Future with me. My name is Elaira, and on this podcast, I invite non-conventional business leaders to talk about sometimes very disruptive and totally new ways of doing business. And today on this episode, we are going to talk about shift from manipulative marketing towards what true and authentic marketing is, and practical examples how it really works. Here is a sneak peek of conversation with my guest, Ayla Verheyen.
Now you bring it up and you say there's no titles on my website. So to me, the whole website feels like my title, but more of an energetic title. And most people who come to my website, they're like, I could really feel you. Like it really spoke to me. And I think that comes from way deeper than just a title.
What I like most about Ayla, she decided to go to the root cause of this topic of marketing. For 6 years, she was deep diving, questioning all to the details, shedding all shoulds how marketing must be done, and she created her own journey towards magnetic marketing, which comes from the truth and deep inner work she did herself. Welcome, Ayla.
Thank you.
It's such a pleasure to have you here. We've been talking a lot about it, and finally it's happening.
Yes, and even in this special place, in your beautiful little office.
Oh, yeah, my home office.
Yes.
I was thinking a lot how to introduce you, because I know we're talking about being authentic and authenticity. Even I checked your website, I did my homework, but it was so hard to introduce you in old-fashioned ways, like what you do, what is your title, because I couldn't even find your title on your website. So
I didn't even know,
it was like, how do I bring you? How do I start conversation with you in an authentic way? Actually, I would love to introduce you with your own quote. And you said, where are you right now? Is your marketing.
Aww.
We're just talking about right time. So maybe you can introduce yourself. Where are you right now?
I like that. Like right now, it really feels I live in a grounded fairy tale.
Oh.
When like 10 years ago, I had like this picture perfect image. Mm-hmm. Like everything would be in place. Amazing results, amazing boyfriend, blah, 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 blah. But now I feel I have all that. My company is flourishing. For the first time, I feel like my friends network, which is very important, really lifting me up. Well, I'm like, oh, are those my friends? Wow! Just like with our friendship. Yeah. And I have a beautiful relationship. So all those outside things are in place. But when you look in the inside, you see it's a grounded fairy tale. Because am I still triggered, like, on a kind of daily basis? Totally. Yes, I am still triggered.
That's life.
Am I sensitive? Am I like, oh, why is this happening to me? Yes, for a second, yes. But those are just small moments, invitations to move to an even deeper place of the fairy tale. Right. Instead of that, I feel, oh, I'm obstructed. I'm not getting anywhere. So that's where I feel I am right now, in a very happy place, but not happy in a superficial way. There's like so many things happening, and there are days where I'm like just lying on the couch, just, you know, completely stretched out, like, okay, I cannot do anything else but this. But I think the difference is I learned more to surrender to that instead of fighting against it, because I know it brings me where I want to be. And most of the time, even when shit's hit the fan, in my pinky toes, I'm still happy in a way. I know, like, this is just what's happening now, and it will reveal me something.
Yeah.
So there's this foundation where happiness has left its superficial picture of what it should be.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yes.
And talking about those titles and marketing, is it any more relevant to say your title, to bring your title, or bring, this is what I do?
In the past, it was so triggering to me. And always, when I went to network events, I was like, oh, that question comes again. What am I going to say? And the funny thing is, now you bring it up and you say there's no titles on my website. And it's not even like a conscious decision. I just decided to create my website in a way that I like it, that I'm having fun creating it, and I feel like I'm expressing myself. So to me, the whole website feels like my title, but more of an energetic title. And most people who come to my website, they're like, I could really feel you. Like, it really spoke to me. And I think that comes from way deeper than just a title. But I want to know, if you get excited by a title, you're like, oh, I found the perfect words to describe myself, go for it.
Yeah.
However, if it drags you down and you feel you need to put yourself in a box, drop it. There's choice, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that because I still play with that. I love to keep my title because I love even the energy when I say those words.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's start, what is that problem? Why are we talking here today? Let's dive into the topic, which is, I even have chills just saying that.
Look at your face.
I get so excited because it's such an important bridge, expressing yourself to the world and what you do and what you want to create. What I notice, there are so many people who want to create their authentic, heart-based business from their core. And when they start, they still fall in those old ways of doing business, old ways of marketing.
Totally, yes.
Why is that?
I've asked myself for a long time because I saw myself doing it. Like, in my head, I knew this is actually stupid to manipulate people or to use like little tricks or to kind of trying to drag people into my courses. In my head, I knew, okay, that's not the way, right? However, I started to understand, I can think I want to do it differently, but I have to change my being. So I just start to do it differently. And what I noticed is that I would say, especially for sensitive people, but I think for many people, what they learned to do when they were young is becoming someone else than they were.
Right. Yeah.
And this goes deep. This is just not a little bit. This goes very deep. So most often the parents would try to mold their kids, but also schools. If you look at them from a more objective outside perspective, they're military.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we want you to say, like over and over again. So in a way, we've been brainwashed to become someone else than we are. And in order to do that successfully, because we want success as a kid, we want to be loved, we want to be seen. So we will try whatever is needed to get that. What we do is we start repressing our intuition and we start repressing our natural radiance. And our natural radiance is that thing which is actually our marketing, which is actually super attractive, but also often disruptive because it's so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So those things we started suppressing, intuition, radiance, are the most important things for our marketing. So when we've learned like for 20, 30, 40, 50 years to suppress that, we cannot expect from ourselves a shift from one to the other day into doing marketing in a different way. Gotta learn, we will be hooked by the old system. Like, there will be openings in our systems, like insecurities, where that old manipulative marketing will hook into.
Mm.
And this will happen especially at moments when you're doubting yourself. So I would just say, when you feel you think you should do something, you're doubting, and then start to look for marketing solutions, just let it go for a moment.
Right.
Because often when you're already in a somewhat lower place, then you're more vulnerable to that.
Yeah.
So that's something I think very important to become aware of, and just not to do any marketing at that moment. Just sit with yourself at that moment.
I can't wait to dig deeper. You're now just sharing so many beautiful words and tips already. What is that magnetic marketing which we are talking today?
This is the teaser.
This is the teaser. But maybe you can share more. So what is that magnetic marketing and how it is different from this manipulative marketing that we are shifting from?
Give me an hour. Magnetic marketing is going to the core of who you are, because if you don't know it yourself, you cannot bring it into the world. And then when you go to the core, what you find there is gold. It's such a strong, beautiful energy which is given to you to share with the world. And it's different for everybody. It has a different taste for everybody.
Mm.
So for some people, we'll have more kind of like a waking up vibe. And if you listen, you can kind of feel, does this resonate with me? So maybe waking up, you're like, no, that's... But maybe for you, it's more like you feel like I'm a loving vibe. Come on, we're here to love each other, right? That's the main thing. And those people will say, but hey, isn't that for everybody?
Yeah.
Because always with your own, I call this your calling, that energetic core, like a frequency.
Which is energetic signature.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's your signature. And you always think from your own, but doesn't everybody want that?
Mm-hmm.
But no, you want it a little bit stronger than the rest of us. And often you've been trained in it by going through the opposite in the beginning of your life. So this person who has a very strong core of love vibe within might have gone through a youth where there was lots of hate or violence, like the opposite. And this is painful, but at the same time, it gives them such a deep training of, you know what love is when you also know what love is not.
Yeah.
And then you can bring those people from one place to the other. So here we already see how your pain and your light are very often connected to each other. And you said, what is energetic marketing? I would say sharing your light with the world. And of course, we'll probably go down on a little bit more layers. This is still quite abstract.
Yeah.
But this is to me the core of it. If we look at manipulative marketing, they say, this is a very beautiful opposition. They say manipulative marketing, you have to change the other so they'll buy from you.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, probably when you try to change your friends or strangers or whatever,
it never works.
It never works.
No, nobody wants to be changed.
And of course, they found very kind of nasty tricks with play with your insecurities, so it can work. But is that the way you want to go for a long-term success? No, because right now people are sniffing through that bullshit. They know, like, I know what you're trying to do here. The time is over for that kind of thing.
Yeah, people getting really more aware and more sensitive to, even though they don't pick it up, what's wrong here, but they feel something is up here. This bullshit radar is way more up. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's on the one hand, trying to change the other on the opposite side. If we go to, that was manipulative marketing. If you go to energetic marketing, you're changing yourself. You're connecting deeper to yourself, and it means you'll become more influential. The confidence you're radiating will become stronger. And just pause a moment and think, who do you want to buy from? It's people who you feel are genuinely happy and confident. You're like, that feels good. Yeah. I want more of that too.
That's... Yes, to be honest, maybe I'm thinking how long back it started, but for me, a lot of people say, it just feels right to work with you, or I just felt impulse, because even I said, what did you like about my website? And they cannot tell.
They just
felt right. No. Yeah, it's very true. People more and more want to work with who you are instead of what you do.
And to give like just one little very tangible example with your website, such a great example. You could have created your website and looked like, okay, what do others do? What needs to be on this page? And then I'm like kind of like push yourself to copy that formula. And then people would feel the energy of somebody copying someone else, not your energy. It would make a mismatch.
Yeah.
So they would feel kind of like... something doesn't feel right.
Yeah, something is contradicting here.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now what you did probably is waiting, and I know it because you told me for the human design page, you're like, I don't feel like writing it. So you didn't write it.
Yeah.
But from the past schools, you got to do this now.
Yeah.
Because schools were pushing us and our parents. We learned to push ourselves.
Yeah.
That's the connection.
Mm-hmm.
And when we slowly learn to not push ourselves in here, and if we don't feel like writing it, no, don't write it right now.
Mm.
And then you waited.
Yeah.
And then one day you said it just, it came out.
It came out all. I was surprised myself.
Yes.
And I was done in one day. Yeah.
Yes. And then what can be felt on that page is your energy.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very true. And talking about that right timing, I love that you bring it up. Because what I know about you, that you created this magnetic marketing course almost 1 year ago. Is it right? Or 1.5?
The Marketing Revolution, yes.
Yeah. So you have this beautiful training, it's very extensive. Why didn't you launch? Why was so long wait for 1 year? It's a long time. And why now? Why does it feel right now to be ready?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's true, it's for 1.5 years. And even 1 year ago, my sales page was like 90% finished. Right. And I'm not talking about simple sales page. I created like the most creative, wild. There were like several pages to it. So I probably worked 40 hours on my sales page alone. That's just a guess, but that's what I'm feeling. And then I had it finished and the excitement was kind of gone. So I felt there were still some foggy places. If people asked me, I couldn't give a fully clear answer. For example, the finances. What would I ask for it? My boyfriend asked me and I started talking like, yeah. Okay, you can hear not like a clear answer, which I knew if I now would push it out into the world, I would have to do it by force. And I had already said to myself, I wouldn't do that anymore. Mm. I wouldn't force myself. Even though my mind was like, it was screaming like, come on, you've got this golden goose and you got to milk the eggs, right? Yeah. It's like, it's like freaking out. But I've learned also with the whole help of human design, which we'll come back to later, but to trust my body and not so much my mind. So when my body would stop moving, okay, till here I'm supposed to go and now I'll wait and give it up. And I even didn't know if I would ever offer this training. Wow. But I made such deep commitment to never again do sales for the sales, to bring something out, a project or a training, when I felt it had to be here at this moment in time. Yeah. And then Corona happened. So I knew, of course, this would be such weird timing to do this training. And all kinds of other things had. All of a sudden, like beginning this summer, I saw somebody else launch their training. And I'm a manifesting generator, so I work by responding to things outside of me. I saw that and I was like, what about my own training? And then a combination came up of excitement, but also fear. But I know that kind of fear that comes after excitement is kind of the expanding fear. Mm. So I know not to act on that and then stop. And because first came the excitement, like, ooh. And then, am I really going to do this? Like, this is big. This is the biggest thing I have ever, ever launched. And then I knew because it's so big, it's like a baby.
Yeah.
You're carrying it for 9 months inside and you're not going to push the baby outside. You're going to wait till those things come, you know, the waves. Yeah. I forgot the English
contractions.
Word. Contractions. Yeah, the contractions. Like, you're like, whoa, it's just being pushed out of me right now. And that's how I felt.
Yeah.
It's being pushed out of me if I want it or not, almost. Yeah. Like. And then I felt, when I started with it, I felt the excitement again. And looking back, I can see that some of the challenges I had and went through in the last 1.5 years were the missing puzzle pieces for my training. So looking back, I understand, this is why.
Ah, interesting. And it's so beautiful to recognize how much there's extra for launching something from your heart or something that is so exciting or something that is even personal. And I know you've been working on this marketing material and in general marketing, being authentic marketing for 6 years or even more.
Yes.
So it was very mature process to come where you are now and to share it. And as well, what I love, you really, really embodied it. Everything you share, you went so deeply yourself.
Exactly. And that's what I want. And something really strange comes up right now, but I trust it. It's, I remember, I used to be very impatient, so big idea would hit my head. I would like, I want to bring it out now. I want to have success now. I want to have money now, right? Like this very impatient child. But now I say the word child, I know it's true. It was like this inner child of mine that was so disappointed of not getting what it really, really wanted. And in dealing with that, in dealing with my shadows and really seeing like, that's a really old part of me. Now I've become very, very patient because I know it pays off.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is really mature way of dealing and really knowing yourself way to create something and bring something to the world.
Yeah, if you want to offer something life-changing, your life itself should be life-changing in the past. Otherwise, you cannot offer that. That's how I feel it.
So what are your biggest life-shifting moments or takeaways in this process, creating this training for people? Who you personally, if you can share at least the one that pops up now the most?
What pops up the most is actually the most obvious. Is first, I just saw the training, the different modules, the topics I wanted to talk about. And I was like, okay, because it's so big, this really needs a sales page. In many cases, I don't make sales pages. I just post something on Facebook. And before I know it, you know, I do 10 or 20 sessions just on a spontaneous kind of offer. Yeah. But here I knew it's big. I want the sales page. And then I became so... Energy turned from like sunny day to like... cloudy, foggy night kind of energy. Like, sales page. Because the moment I uttered the word sales page, all energy of old marketing came seeping in.
Because the word sales is already like very already much attached to,
so much attached to it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I actually really don't feel like it. But of course, I mean, my training is about marketing. So I was like, wait a moment. Wait, let me unpack this. What's happening here? I was like, this is still the old voice that comes up. The things I gotta do, sales page in the way other people do it. And it was so good for me to realize, because sometimes I think it's clear, right? We can do marketing in a different way. It's not that easy. You just do your own thing. But this very moment where I thought, I gotta do this sales page, I knew how strong the seduction, or not even seduction, but the pull can be from old marketing. If I even am like thinking now I have to do the same like as others, I realized this is really important subject. And then when I realized that, I was like, wait, we're gonna turn this around. What if I could make my sale page in any way I wanted? And then I felt Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and the Oompa Woompas, and like the whole creative channel was opening up.
Yeah.
And I decided, I want to make it playful. I want to have gifts on it. I want to have it like a game where you interact and where you're clicking buttons and you don't know where you end up. I want it to be really an exciting journey to move through it. And then I've never been so happy making a sales pitch. So that was huge insight. Like, whoa, okay, what a shift is this?
Yeah. And I actually love even how you named it. My non-sales page.
Yes.
Oh, now I understand the connection.
Yes, it's like the first thing it says is like, this is not a sales page. Come up with it. I wrote it out in letters. Ceci n'est pas un pipe, like the art of this is not a pipe, right?
Yeah.
A little bit tweaking with people's minds. Like,
this beautiful example shows how important it is to do your own inner work, face your own fears and shadows. And I love that you have this part of your training.
Yes.
But maybe you can elaborate a bit more, like, why did you decide, why is it part of marketing to do your shadow work?
That is a great question, because it's not often asked. So thank you for that. I would say really 50%, if not more, of your marketing is self-confidence. And it's been a word I've been struggling with a lot. And I'm not talking about the inflated self-confidence, because then we're still in the realm of like the old manipulative marketing. I'm talking about the real one. And if we unpack that, we see that self-confidence, it has its roots in the soil of your soul. Like, it goes very deep down. And that soil is where your shadows also are. It's deep, deep down within you. And when you cannot root yourself, you cannot have real self-confidence. When you're kind of pushing away your shadows, what I did in the past, I would always feel insecure, because every moment somebody could accidentally bump into my shadow, or I would accidentally bring something out. Right. So I would have to be always on guard. And that's what you feel with insecure people. They're like fidgety.
Yes.
You don't feel that kind of calm and rest. Like, it doesn't mean they think nothing is going to happen to them. The same thing is going to happen to them. It's like to the fidgety, insecure person. But they know, I have looked into that cellar. I've looked into those dark depths. I've seen what's there.
Yeah.
I know some of it might still trigger me, but I know it. So if it comes, I will bring it up and I can talk about it.
And
I
can deal with it.
Deal with it, exactly.
Yeah, it's more conscious, because it's always coming back. It's always triggering you when it's not conscious and you need to work on it.
Oh, it can be, and it can be so dangerous, Ilaira, because I went on a road, if I wouldn't have like some things happen to me, I could have gone on a very dangerous road where the more you kind of push away your insecurities and have that like inflated self, like, yeah, I'm doing great, right? Yeah. I'm doing really great. And especially you meet some gurus who just help you inflate that self because they do the same to themselves. What can happen is you do the opposite. You start to use marketing to inflate yourself even more. You start to write grandiose stories, even though they don't have like roots in the real world. You kind of make yourself bigger than you are, and you become like this big but very fragile balloon. And you start to use marketing really as a trick.
It's a fake persona that you are.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And what is this obsession about presenting ourselves better than we are? Oof. Because this is a lot about marketing so far, to paint yes. this picture, how awesome I am, how great, what the great products I have, look, I have solutions, you know, like, it's all about that.
I get goosebumps when you ask it. I'm like, what is this? Because I'm like, ooh, this is such a fascinating alley to go in. Like, we're taking a side turn, and we're like, where are we gonna end up? That's such a great question. Exactly, I think, what I just said. We are brittle. Many of us are brittle in the sense of we're fragile. We've learned, like, as a kid, to become this different person. Mm-hmm. And that's the most painful thing there is. That's like, you miss the connection to yourself. And the connection to your own source is so nourishing. That's what I'm... When you ask, like, where are you right now? Actually, that will be the right answer. I feel that connection to my own source. Mm. Not to some source a guru has been pointing out. No, my own source I can always rely on. And nothing can take that away from me. But the moment I didn't have that, of course, I also wanted to feel good. Yeah. So you start using... and finding different ways to do that. And there's so many kind of temporary ways, like cotton candy, like sugar ways to kind of give a rush of feeling good about yourself and actually showing yourself on social media in a beautiful way on a beautiful island with the palm trees and blah, 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 blah. Or telling a story of the amazing money you made. It's like Red Bull. It gives you like super high peak of like, ooh, I'm getting these likes. Ooh.
Fake it till you make it.
Exactly. Exactly. But you'll see that after that rush, the crash will actually even be deeper.
Right.
Because your system realizes this was just temporary solution. And that's why I want to bring people to the core. Mm-hmm. And that entails, yes, connecting with your light, but also connecting with all the shadows that are actually standing in between you and the world.
Right. Yeah. Ah, so beautiful. Those two sides. I really love that we're talking about it. It just gives me so much joy naming it. Mm. So let's look at the other side. Because I noticed some people realize that just telling this beautiful story... What's the word? Yeah, very beautiful butterfly candy floss. Candy floss, I wanted to say.
Candy floss. That's a really nice word.
Candy floss thing. But then the other people start to share like really vulnerable and their side of sensitivity and what they go through and where they are at, which is beautiful. But sometimes, Ayla, I feel when people share their shadow, I'm just drawn in their drama. It doesn't feel right to me.
I just see the swamp and you're like, help, help.
Yeah, I was like, why I'm drawn here. So when is right way to share your shadow and your journey and that side of maybe not candy floss and beautiful? And when is not? How to know for people?
The thing that actually comes up first is everything we do, like also everything we talk about in this podcast, can become another trick for your ego. Even like sharing vulnerably, you think like, oh, I got a lot of likes when I did that past time. Maybe I should just do it again and again and again and again. So my first question always would be, don't focus on the content of what you share. Because no matter if it's like the vulnerability or the beautiful things you share, both can actually be dragging down others.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Good point, yeah.
Not just the vulnerable. it's not about the content. What is my intention behind this post? Where do I come from when I write this?
That's good.
And this is huge difference. To me, already a long time ago on Facebook, I realized I'm not here to be heard. I'm not here to be validated. I am here because I want to offer something. Every time I post, I ask myself, why do I post this? And I not like a mental question. I ask, what is it I want to offer to the world? And would my past self have appreciated this post?
Interesting question, yeah.
Would I have been helped in some way? Like feel like, oh, a little bit of relief or like seen or like whatever from this post? And there's some posts where like, nope, because you're just showing off with something. Or nope, you're just like,
yeah,
wanting somebody to listen to you. I have friends for that. I'm not using Facebook in that way.
It comes from the lack.
Exactly.
And the other one, what you shared, it comes from what I give, what I offer. What is the abundance there that I can share?
And I think in vulnerability, there are amazing things to offer. But what I kind of serve between, like, there's a continuum between me being triggered and me being excited. Mm. And when I'm really, really excited about something, when I share that, that's a powerful energy. And that's a beautiful gift.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be content that's a gift, but just that, that enjoyment and that really sharing that, that's a gift. But on the other end of the continuum, I'm triggered. There's also a lot of energy there, so it can also be a great gift when I share it from a point of, whoa, observation.
Mm.
So I'm not in the middle of it.
You're not playing out the drama.
No, I'm not playing it out. I'm observing it. And actually, Facebook can even help you, because you know other people will observe it too. It can kind of help you to stand in that observing place. That's what it does to me. Like when I start talking about the trigger, I'm kind of almost forced to take a step back. How can I otherwise write it down clearly? And I think that's important. Those are some important differences there.
I love this questionless twist. And I know you have more in your pocket there. I know you have tons of tools to connect to that authentic marketing with yourself. Can you share a few more practical questions?
Yes, I have a great question. I think reframing is a great thing. So what I start to do is reframe my questions. So when, for example, a question comes, how can I get more sales? I can say everybody here who's listening to this podcast has once in their life has had this question in their head, of course. But I also noticed often it's not bringing me anywhere. I start to push because it often comes from, I don't have enough sales. I need more sales from lack again, like from fear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an uplifting question. So I reframe it. How can I become more of myself? And that's a huge change.
Wow. Yeah.
Huge change. So every time I start to ask a question about getting a result in the external environment, I reframe it back to myself. And then I'm empowered again because I can change myself. But I cannot change my results.
Yes, with that question, you get triggered to be the slave you towards, you know, like give away and adapt to please other. And with the reframing question, you come back to yourself, your own power, your own source, as you say.
Yes. Mm. Yes. And then the other really nice reframe, how can I get more likes on my Insta or like Facebook post? I want more likes. And how can I love myself deeper?
Oh, I love this. Yes.
Because if still somewhere you feel you need those likes, there is somewhere inside yourself still a lack liking yourself, because that comes before loving yourself. I don't think you need to start loving yourself. And it's not possible from very quickly.
Yeah, so first, too big of the jump.
Yes. It's surprising how many people really dislike themselves, including me. Like in the past, I really disliked many parts of myself. Mm. And going to just liking and kind of starting appreciating, wow, that's really beautiful. Yes. Like cultivating that supporting voice within you. That's really like cheering, like, ooh, I like that. Like, ooh.
Oh, these are wonderful tips, actually, I will use myself. Oh, it's so beautiful, and it brings then really to your core. And used one more term that keeps coming up now to me, which I really, really love. You use the word grounded authenticity.
Yes.
Can you elaborate? What is that?
Yes, it's also something I've been only using fairly recently. And it's actually very simple. The moment you've looked at your shadows, and I'm not saying all of them, but like many of them, you come to the place of groundedness. And that's like the base of grounded authenticity. This shadow work, I would say. And shadow work, I'm not telling like 1 hour a week you go somewhere. I'm telling you commit yourself to throughout whole the week, every day, if something comes up, to say, okay, even if it doesn't feel like comfortable, I'm willing to face it. In my own time, but I'm willing to face it because I know it brings me deeper within myself. And grounded authenticity is something very rare in this world. That's what I want everybody to know. It's very rare. There are not many examples. So if you feel, what is it? It's really helpful to single out those few people on Instagram or on Facebook where you feel, holy Moses, they are really walking their talk.
Right.
Really walking their talk. I've thought a few times about making short list of these are my people. Because I'm very picky when it comes to that. Like, there's a few people I'm like, whoo, you are really like being yourself, not with an agenda. Like, authenticity never has an agenda. It just wants to voice itself, but not with any agenda, not to get anything out of it. That's a huge difference. It's just something wants to come out. And then when you've removed the shadows, those are blocking it from coming out, right? Those are like blocks standing in front of you and your voice kind of bumps into them and cannot really come out. But when you slowly like look into them and they will dissolve, woo, your voice can go into this world.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I'm just seeing now, I wrote a sentence from your other talk about what is embodiment marketing or this grounded marketing. And you say, is embodiment and creating marketing by being moved?
Totally.
Yeah, I love that word as well. You just being moved, because that's what I feel is happening with me as well. My body just moves, just does the thing. I don't think anymore. Actually, my mind sometimes is behind us, like, what did I just say? What did I just do? But
exactly.
My body is so strong. It's so authentic, so just in the moment.
Totally. And that is very strongly connected to human design.
Yeah.
Human design gives you the tools to see, like, how do I go to that place of being moved even? And how does it look like?
For people who don't know what is human design, because we're dropping those words because we both are like deeply in this
nerds.
Human design,
yes.
Design topic. Can you shortly introduce what is human design and why did you include as well this part in your marketing revolution training?
Yeah, it's a big part. I would say it's an energetic and practical roadmap to yourself. You're like, oh, there's a road. Oh, that is like not only how I make the best decisions in life, because that's already very, very helpful, but also that is where I'm picking up stuff from my environment energetically. That is where my strengths are, like also my energetic strengths. So I really see it as an energetic roadmap, and that's why I think it's especially for sensitive people, but especially for sensitive people, I think it's so relieving to see like, oh, that is what's happening. And it tells us we all have a different roadmap. So we all work differently, which means we all have different marketing strategy.
Absolutely.
Which the marketing gurus don't say like, no, this is the way, you know, to do it.
That's one way. We all do it that one box.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And for me, human design is as well, basically your genotype. Your genotype is not only your brown eyes, it's your qualities that you bring in the world. And what is your natural strength? What is your nature? And what is your nurture?
Totally. Thank you for adding that. When I talk about marketing, I'm not just talking about showcasing your stuff. I'm also talking about, what do I even want to showcase? What do I even want to bring in this world? And what are even my biggest talents? Because for many people, that's actually a quest and a struggle too. And you say it very right, because human design also shows us we often start living in the parts that are not us, where we're most sensitive and insecure. We think we have to really like become very strong because other people are it too. And where we're very powerful, that's where we're often kind of suppressed when we're kids because it was so powerful. So yeah. There we kind of dampened our real force we have to bring into world. Mm. So can be really helpful on that side too. And what I love looking at is what kind of voice do you bring? So with the throat, for those who know human design, if there are any channels to the throat, to see what kind of voice do I have? Like, what am I bringing? Am I sharing about my emotions when it's connected to the solar plexus? Am I sharing my beautiful thoughts or ideas or stories when it's connected to the mind? Or really, am I sharing from the self, the G center, my unique creative voice? And those are very intuitive voices, of course, when it's connected to the spleen. Very different voices. Or how do I have an open throat? And can I be flexible in how I share? But again, then you can look at the gates which are connected to the throat. Maybe 62, so you are here to share details and be very precise, like my boyfriend. So it gives you a really nice kind of idea, like, And I know it because my throat is connected to my G-center. And I always share from my own experience, from myself. It's can be very vulnerable, but I will never share analysis, you know, of something or the theoretic framework or like those kind of things because it's just not in my design.
Yeah, human design is very scientific too. So yes. It's precise, very detailed. And it just adds on what you say. There are a million ways of doing marketing.
Yes.
So you need to know who you are and exactly. Who you are not. So let go who you're not, embrace to your core who you are and share from that place.
Yeah, I could give for every type because that's kind of the biggest subdivision. Which type are you? I could give a question which helps you with what to post if you want to.
Oh, beautiful.
So for all our lovely generators, including the manifesting generators, their strategy is to respond to life and to see if their gut is turned on by things or not, and then act on that. So their question when it comes to sharing is like, does this turn me on? If it turns you on, there's a chance it might be, you know, valuable sharing. Because if it turns you on, it might bring life and energy and turn on to other people. But also, does it trigger me? Like the opposite, because in both, energy is happening, like lots of energy. And those are energy types, so it makes sense. Yeah. For them, it's not always so much about the content, but more about like what energizes me. Mm-hmm. And then for projectors, it's not always, but it's often different. It's often more so what wants to be channeled through me. And I don't mean channeling in like the occult sense. Mm-hmm. Just what message wants to come through me? What am I seeing that I think everybody should know? Because projectors have the talent of seeing.
And projecting.
Mm-hmm. And projecting. Yeah. So they're often, not always, depends on, of course, details in your chart, which can change everything. But this is just big subdivision. They can be amazing content sharers. I've been so jealous of projectors because they can often go so deep because their aura is penetrative. It's like so focused. They can dig deep into a topic and bring it to the world in such a clear, beautiful way. And it doesn't need to be something they have been going through themselves. That's what I had to understand. Like, I am sharing things I have been going through because I'm the doer more kind of type. Yeah. But for the projector, it's about seeing, reading, observing. And that's what they share more about. And then the manifester, you can ask yourself, what is it the world needs to wake up to? Like, where do you want to give like that little push or that little like...
initiation.
Yes, first domino, like, this is what I want to say. Guys... it can even be a rant, like that initiating energy, yes. So you see quite very different for the types.
Very different angle.
For reflectors, I don't have a very clear answer because I still don't know enough reflectors.
Well, it's 1% in all population, so it's quite rare to meet them as well.
Yes, but talking about grounded authenticity, I could make up something, I could, you know, think of something, but I cannot share something from my experience, so I don't have like a clear question.
Oh, it's so exciting and it's so rich what you're sharing. And I feel like, so when is your training? When people can subscribe for it? When can we do it? Can you share a little bit more about your training?
Definitely I can. There will be 11 meetings starting at the 23rd of September weekly. And we'll go into finding your unique marketing recipe, which totally works for you and which excites you. And there will be, as I already told, a slightly, how do I say it, quirky sales page. And I know if you resonate with it, it will be your thing. And if you don't resonate it, it will not be your thing. There are three prices you can choose from. So I even created my own way of doing pricing.
Yeah, it was very unique. I've never seen it before. I really love it.
Yes, I'm also here saying I trust you to pick that exact price that you're like, yes. This is like on the verge. This is like, ooh, this is tickling me.
Yeah, so all people will get the same thing.
Totally.
But they just can feel what they feel contributing and what feels right for them. The
exactly.
amount. Bring to the world and say, yes, I put all of me here. I'm sharing it. And you decide what feels right to you here to contribute. So it's an invitation to connect to yourself.
Exactly.
Again, not just telling, this is my price.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
I want to people to start to come from sovereign place,
right?
And not, I need this training, otherwise I won't survive, right?
Yeah.
Then you're already more in victim place.
Yeah.
With every part, I already want to invite sovereignty. You know what's best for you.
Mm.
I have no clue. I'm just offering something here. And I love it, but you only know if you love it. And also I want to kind of break that link where price is something. For 2 euros, I get 2 tomatoes, and for 3 euros, I get 3. But what I want to invite is to see money as this form of appreciation and life-giving energy that's coming from you. And where I start to notice, but this is only fairly recently, that actually paying higher amounts can really turn me on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel, this is all coming through me and it feels so rich. Like actually, when I pay a high amount, I feel rich.
Yeah. In a way, you invest in yourself. You don't buy a training. You invest in yourself here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew I needed to design every element because it's called the marketing revolution. I could nowhere just copy paste something, even not with prices. Like every element, I thought through, how do I want to do it? And that's exactly what I'm going to invite people for. I made a very clear structure, and at the same time, it's going to be such a surprising journey. I'm inviting some very exciting guest teachers. And on the one hand, we go into very practical matter, like, should I use Facebook or Instagram or maybe LinkedIn? And if I post, like, what kind of things am I talking about? And videos and all those kind of things. Like, website. Do I even need a website, right?
Yeah,
those
kind
of
practical.
Questions. Very practical.
Mm-hmm.
And all the time, we move back from practical to energetic.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll use those things as a mirror. So the moment you bump into something, you're like, oh, this is not working for me. We go back to the root.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of finding out, which bigger thing is behind this.
Right.
So we're going to use marketing also as a mirror to go deeper within ourselves. So there will be calling work, which is about finding your light and connecting with it. Most people really don't know their calling.
Mm-hmm.
There will be, as we talked about, the shadow work
and
different modalities. Again, I will offer different options for people to respond to because different things work for different people. And totally there will be human design, like woven throughout the whole thing. I just see it as an energetic container you step in. You're going on a journey and you just leave as a different person, more connected to yourself.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's really rich. And it's really thought through. What I know about you, you walk the talk to really very deep level. And I will put all the links of Ayla's information in the podcast. go and connect with Ayla, subscribe, because you have limited spots as well, right?
It's I have a wait list where people can put their name on, and then they will be the first at the end of August who I share my sales page with.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I already make that connection, and I did a Facebook Live people can watch. It's on my personal Facebook profile. Mm-hmm. All about marketing too. And those kind of things I share with people on the wait list to get a real feeling for what is this about.
Yeah.
And you say limited spots, and I say no, that's again. And of course it can be done. I never say don't do it, but again, I didn't want to do it because it can also be the scarcity tactic.
Right. The lack. You know, urgency.
Urgency. Yeah. You need to, and I'm totally not against it.
Uh-huh.
This was just my decision, like no limited spots, because I just know the right amount of people, or right number of people will be coming.
I guess it needed to come out that you share this wisdom as well, to show that part of angle, how you do trainings and how do you hold the space and container for yourself. And I love that for people who need to wait and sleep on it, you give enough space for them to think it through and decide.
Totally. I so not want to rush people.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you have to decide within 24 hours is like the worst selling strategy. It's like telling a man I meet on the street, you need to decide within 24 hours if you want a relationship with me or not.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Either it's gonna happen organically or not, right?
Yeah.
But I also want to give myself the time. So
right.
I know I create spurt by spurt. I cannot create some things yet. So creating it step by step.
Yeah, and then you can respond to people who joining as
exactly.
well, to made it a bit tailored to them and the energy and the needs out there. So
exactly.
I love that, yeah. So Ayla, is there anything else yourself that maybe we didn't cover and you want to bring it up now and to add to all?
Oh, no, not at all, actually.
Okay.
I know that question from other podcasts, but right now I really felt the energy building up for like this podcast, this
mm-hmm.
interview, and it feels very completed, and my head also starts to like, wow, like I can feel the potency and the energy contained in all the words.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yes, and now I need a rest.
Yes.
I'm like,
okay, we're done.
just to keep it real here.
Yeah. And it's very beautiful as well, example to show, because I feel the same. I feel like my energy is like reaching the bandwidth. I
yes.
feel like almost complete with it. And that was my wrapping question.
Yes.
Know? It's like, is there anything else? Otherwise, I really want to thank you for being here and bringing
totally.
Me this joy and sharing such a potent and so important fundamental things.
Just one practical thing I can add is that just a little instruction, where I am most active, I like Instagram, but you'll mostly find me within the stories. And those really turn me on.
Instagram stories and Facebook stories.
Yes, exactly. And Facebook, I've always been active, and there I share quite personal posts also.
Mm-hmm.
You're very welcome to follow me there. And it inspires me even to do Instagram posts on sharing for the different types for human design and different social media for different types. I found that it, some are more suited for this medium and some are for that. So let's see.
Juicy.
Yes.
So thank you so much for coming here today. It's been such a joy. I completely was immersed in your sharing. So beautiful. And I will put all the links that people can find you, and I'm looking forward for your lounge.
Yes, you're the coolest interviewer ever.
Thank you. Oh, because I just do what I love and
exactly.
I do it in my design. Yeah, it just comes natural. So thank you everyone as well for joining us today and listening. And if you enjoyed it and you would like to hear more conversations like that, you can support this podcast. You can find my PayPal link in the episode description. Thank you, and see you next time.